Martin Jewelers, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave, it's Mick.
Hey, Mick, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. How about yourself?
Hanging in there.
All right, like to hear it. How's the band doing?
Good. Yeah?
I think summertime is a little bit busier for you, yeah?
Quite a bit, yeah, yeah. So, but we're having fun.
Good. Did you guys go to RJO, or did you skip this one?
We skipped this one.
Okay.
I was planning to go in February? February, March, whenever the next one is.
Oh, isn't that one is in Texas, I think, Grapevine.
Dallas, yep.
Yep. Cool. Well, by chance, is Heather available today?
She is. She's texting someone right now.
Okay. I'll apologize in advance unless you could put me on speaker. I've got something I need to since I deal with more with her with diamonds, I just feel that it's more appropriate that I need to speak with her first.
Yep, she is the trained gemologist.
Yep.
I'm just a wannabe, so.
You're just the arm candy, my friend. You are just the arm candy.
you remember that statement, huh? Yeah, that's right. I'm the arm candy. All right, here, let me put her on.
Thanks, bud.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Good. I was calling to let you know that today is my last day with RDI.
Oh, my. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, when you hear where I'm going, you might not say that.
Okay. Well, if it's by your choice, then I'm sure it's a good thing for you.
I was offered a position with IJO to help rebuild and rejuvenate the company, and I've accepted. And I went, oh, my God.
All right.
Heather's going to get a giggle out of this. It's either I'm going to get hung up on or it's going to be, ooh, that's interesting.
Well, you've got a job to do and work to do, and that's a good thing. And if you wanted to know where the issues were, I laid all the skeletons out amongst the daisies for you.
Sister, you got my personal cell phone number, so we will be talking. So, I gotta know and I gotta learn through everybody else's positives and negatives. I gotta hear everybody's experiences so that I can kind of get my brain wrapped around the biggest picture.
I mean, there were both. I had both positive and negative. So
Oh, your sister, you are the pinnacle. If I can fix things so that I can actually get you to come back to IJL, I will feel like I have succeeded. I am telling you flat out, like there's no hidden agenda there, that you're going to be one of my, like, that's a goal. But I promise you that I won't talk to you about that specifically until I feel like I've corrected whatever needs to be corrected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So I also wanted to call and let you know who I'm handing off your account to and what we've discussed. They've given me nothing but grace here, and I don't get to pick out every single one, but if there's someone that I like, I go, nope, I think this is the right person for this person, and I think it's the right connection, and quite frankly, we've just disconnected, not purposely, I don't think, but just we've gotten, haven't really communicated all that much lately. The young lady that I think is best, that would work with personality and everything, her name is Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Nance.
Okay.
She's sensational. She's one of the sweetest people. She's very kind of soft-spoken, but weirdly, like, super, like, she's not aggressive, but she's very tenacious. You send her on a task, she will not fail you. Like, she is really, like, you could send her a submission for a diamond at midnight, and she'll contact you 5 minutes later going, I got you. Don't worry. You'll have it on Monday. Like, I mean, she's all over everything.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I shared with her that you signed in originally for the original version of Select, and clearly whenever we start something, there's always new adaptations of it. I'm going to let her kind of like find out what you still have left. I mean, it's just, it's morphed because as it works, we're finding what works better for certain, you know, as the stores do it, those who are more successful mm-hmm. with it, we're finding commonalities. But I also okay. said, I also shared with her that Sam was there originally, so he'll be able to help her kind of move stuff around if you like the new adaptation to it. It's basically we got rid of quote-unquote programs, and we just got down to, oh, we need kind of a biggest version of something that's in the same price point so that people can make a choice based on what they gravitate towards.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'll let her talk about
it.
But sincerely, and also this is the other thing that they've allowed me to do, with anybody that I'm sharing this with, you have my cell phone number. She is sensational. If she's not your cup of tea, but you don't have the heart to kind of mentally fire her and move on to somebody different, you can mm-hmm. happily just send me a text. I will politely text her boss and say, hey, I think we need a personality change here, and they will do it very nicely.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I don't anticipate that, but thank you.
I don't either. I really it took me time. Like, it really did take me time to I didn't just throw names up against the wall. So if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I like to say I'm usually right in situations
Make a match. All right. Sounds good. Cool.
So
that's funny. All right. Well,
I did look for you, RJO.
we took a pass. We'll be there in the, you know, well, we won't see you, but we'll be there in the spring. And just in case you forgot the hundreds of feedbacks of good, negative, neutral, and other that I gave you, you're welcome to call, and I'll give you a reminder.
There's
a whole file disk in my head of it.
I 100%, my very first thing I got to do is go train and shadow everybody there to understand what the heck is, like, what is everything?
From the board, or did he ask you? Steve ask you to do this?
The Reader's Digest version of this was, I was on the board. I was on the board. And in Colorado Springs in the springtime, at the board meeting, he shared to everybody a new position that he was creating. And I was listening to it, go, oh, that sounds awesome. Like, I mean, that's major. Like, that, this is going to be interesting. And everybody, like, that was just in my head. Everybody else was like, yeah, I think that's a, like, very needed position. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
We got up to go to lunch, and he goes, hey, Mick, do you mind hanging back with me for a second? Yeah, sure. He's like, what'd you think about that position that I was thinking or sharing about? So I think it's something that you probably need. I don't think you need a breath of fresh air in the organization. That sounds like you're looking for it. He goes, yeah, as I was writing it, you were in my mind. He's like, every time I would add to it, I just kept going, this is Mick. This is Mick. So he's like, would you be interested in talking? And I said, well, it doesn't sound like you got it completely filled out, but you've been a friend of mine for 20 years, so why don't we kind of figure it out together, and at the end of it, if you still think it's me, then we can talk. And if you don't think
we'll
it's
talk,
me, or if I don't think it's me, I'm not, I don't think that you should put a square peg into a round hole. So I don't care enough. I love what I do, so I'm okay. And he's like, fair enough. And we didn't really, like, he really did the majority of the work, but when I got the end result, I was like, that sounds exciting. So.
Well, good.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it's all an adventure, isn't it? All
right. Well, I imagine I'll be hearing from you in the future. So.
Promise.
Good luck on your transition.
Yep. I thank you. And you're more than welcome
to
text me.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.